may the God of all hope fill you with the peace and joy of believing, that believing you may abound in hope. But just how do we celebrate the festival of the Reformation anyhow? I know that there are those among us in the world, and even in the church, who feel that this is one of the festivals that is best left uncelebrated. In fact, it wasn't too many years ago that the suggestion was made that we use the Day of Reformation in church worship services as an opportunity to apologize to the church of this age that as a result of the Reformation so many years ago, the church has been divided and splintered and torn apart. And then came the great ecumenical suggestion that we somehow overcome the Reformation, and that we turn the day around and do some things on it that you have not been accustomed to doing. But then, how do we celebrate the festival of the Reformation? One answer would be to celebrate the man whom we commemorate on this day, Dr. Martin Luther. For whether he nailed the 95 theses on this day or mailed them, as the scholars dispute, and sometimes answer by observing that in either case he posted them, whichever it was, it certainly was a day on which Martin Luther changed the course of both secular and ecclesiastical history. And we should commemorate him as a revolutionary figure, a great hymnist, a poet, a scholar, a man who has had a decisive effect on the history of the world. Or we could celebrate this day in another way. Those who don't like to celebrate the lives of people sometimes like to celebrate the movement they represent. And so we could on this day also observe that the man Luther set in motion a movement that still keeps rolling on in the age in which we live. We could commemorate that movement as a great badge of freedom in this world. We could hold it up as a way of championing the little guy against the big institution, and many, many other things that we could talk about, that we could commemorate and just celebrate on this day. But I would submit that you and I, as heirs of the Reformation, know that the proper way to celebrate it is to celebrate the God of our salvation. And that is, in fact, the theme and the motto not only of the great hymn we sang and the Psalm 46, upon which it rests, but is, in fact, the cornerstone of Luther's entire theology and the theology which you and I share and proclaim to the world. The opening words of Psalm 46, and again the words of one of the last verses of that psalm, emphasize that God is what the Reformation is all about. God is our refuge and strength, the psalmist wrote, a very present help in trouble. And then as he praises God for the great deliverance which God has wrought in Zion and in the world, making the wars to cease, burning the chariots, invites his readers to come and behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought desolations in all the earth. He then says this, "Be still and know that I am God." It's no accident that one of the great works, in my judgment at least, on the Reformation of Martin Luther, although much simpler than many, does capture this idea well as a theme of the whole Reformation. I have reference to Watson's book, Let God Be God. For in many respects, that's what Psalm 46, that's what the Mighty Fortress hymn is all about. That's what the Reformation was seeking to say and in fact did say. Be still and know that I am God. When Martin Luther first encountered those words as a young boy, and again throughout his boyhood, and even into his later education, his life in the monastery, those were words of great power to recognize that there was in fact a God who was God. For this scared Luther, this shattered his complacency. These were words that seemed to say to him that it was necessary for you, Martin, to please an angry God. Those were words of law. But the great Reformation breakthrough was to discover that the fact that God is, in fact, God, were not merely words of law, not merely words of power and strength and threat and judgment, but in fact were words of tremendous gospel and power. That to celebrate God as God was to recognize that the God of all creation, the God who made the heavens and the earth, is in fact my God and yours. That he had shattered the most powerful of his creatures, the devil. That he had broken through the wall of separation between man and God erected by man's sin, by yours and by mine. That in fact to let God be God, to be still, and know that he is God, is in fact a great hymn of comfort and praise and doxology to the God of our salvation. Just think of it. In the central fact of our existence and our proclamation, God is in fact God. He shows his sovereign power and his grace and mercy in the life and death and resurrection of his Son. And through him speaks that word of great power to you and to me and to every man, woman, and child upon the face of the earth. Be still. Cease your restless striving to please an angry God. Be still and know that I am the God who has redeemed you in Jesus Christ. And so the Reformation celebrated Sola Gratia by grace alone, as a great gift of the God of our salvation. And it celebrated sola fide by faith alone, recognizing that neither our merits nor our deeds could earn the favor of this great and glorious God, but that God is the supreme giver, who in his grace gives us his Son and even gives us the faith by which to grasp him. And as we go about our task in our daily vocation, whether that be the vocation of student or teacher or theologian or non-theologian, we do that also by letting God be God, by hearing him in his word, and letting his word be our guide and our message of consolation and power. And so the Reformation celebrated Sola Scriptura as its way of saying that God's word alone is the norm, the standard, and the guide for Christian faith and Christian theology. These words of the great Reformation hero, Dr. Martin Luther, are words of great comfort and power for you and for our church today. We are always tempted, I suppose, to let ourselves be God, to exalt our own ideas, to lift high our own virtues and achievements, to act depressed and disquieted at times as though the whole burden of God's church rests upon us. To us on this day, the message of the Reformation is the same as it has always been. Be still and know that God is God. In fact, God is not an ogre. God is our refuge and our strength. May you on this day, and may our church on this day, find its strength, its refuge, its hope, and its cause for celebration in that wonderful and always true message that God is God and we are his children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.